shackled, handcuffed, and carted away by immigration agents, is how eyewitnesses describe the Ukrainian woman who was arrested by immigration agents at San Francisco International Airport Wednesday. Tackled, handcuffed, and carted away by immigration agents is how eyewitnesses describe the Ukrainian woman who was arrested by immigration agents at San Francisco International Airport Wednesday.
Stop! Let me go!
Sir!
Let me go! Let me go! No! Let me go!
A video posted online captures a chaotic and distressing scene. The woman is seated on the floor by an airport kiosk, her hands behind her back. Two men in casual clothing and sneakers are on the ground with her, one leaning over the front of her body and the other behind her, attempting to place her in handcuffs. Neither man appears to be wearing a uniform, badge, or other visible identification. The woman, wearing a Mickey Mouse t-shirt and sandals, repeatedly screams that she's being choked.
No! No, they're fucking ICE! I'm from Ukraine! Please, somebody! You're fucking choking me! You're fucking choking me!
It's ICE.
This is ICE in America.
The video stops recording at about a minute and a half. But according to eyewitnesses, the encounter continued after the recording ended.
They handcuffed her to a airport wheelchair and wheeled her off. And we all just like watched it happen.
That was Richmond City Council member Doria Robinson, who says she was at SFO's Harvey Milk Terminal preparing to board a flight.
Literally waiting for my group to be called to board my plane. And I heard a woman screaming at the top of her lungs, like, help me, please help me.
Looking across the terminal, crowded with hundreds of soon-to-be passengers, she attempted to locate the source of the screams and saw two men grabbing a woman.
Taking her down to the ground, getting on top of her as she's screaming, you know, stop, help me, somebody please help me.
Robinson says it was not immediately clear it was an immigration arrest.
Is this domestic violence? Is this human trafficking? Like, what is going on?
But as Robinson moved closer, the woman screamed that the men were ICE agents, but says that the men themselves offered no identification or proof of their authority.
Two men who were just in plain clothes, no identifying markers at all. Are they police? Are they ICE? They wouldn't respond. They wouldn't give an answer.
KPFA News contacted the Department of Homeland Security to confirm whether the woman had indeed been taken into ICE custody. An unnamed spokesperson responded via email, confirming that ICE agents made the arrest and identified the woman as Irina Gorb of Ukraine. The spokesperson alleged that Gorb attempted to flee and resisted arrest when officers approached her. However, KPFA News was unable to corroborate their statement. But Councilmember Robinson says that regardless of whether the men were federal officers, the way the arrest unfolded, she described as demoralizing and deeply disturbing.
You know, not only was that woman being hurt, but in my opinion, everybody who was forced to be complicit in that was being hurt. You know, like we have no idea what could happen to that woman, because unlike regular law enforcement who identifies themselves, who says FBI, who says police, you know, these guys, not only do they not identify themselves, but they don't play by the rules. Like in other situations, when somebody is arrested or accused of a crime, you know, they're going to see a judge, they're going to get a lawyer, they're going to have a call, they're going to get bail. But ICE doesn't have any rules.
In the same email from the Department of Homeland Security, they wrote that Gorb, quote, lawfully entered the United States on July 6, 2010, under a visa that allowed her to stay in the country until May 31, 2011. Gorb overstayed her visa and remained in the United States illegally for 15 years in violation of our nation's laws. She will remain in ICE custody pending removal proceedings, close quote. However, DHS failed to answer other questions posed in the email about whether the plainclothed officers identified themselves properly, displayed credentials, or coordinated with airport officials. The agency also did not say whether arrests at the airport represent a change in its enforcement policies or tactics. KPFA posed similar questions to SFO spokesperson Doug Yackel, who responded, quote, ICE and DHS are federal agencies that operate outside the jurisdiction of U.S. airports, including SFO. As a result, we are not involved in any decisions about their operations, nor are we notified when they occur. Close quote. Mission Local reports that Arena Gorb has lived in the Bay Area for decades, loves photography, and is employed by Better Half Cafe in SF. Her arrest Wednesday at SFO follows the arrest of another Bay Area resident on Sunday, 27-year-old Chantel Morales Rojas of Oakland, who was detained by immigration agents while boarding a flight home from Denver. Alicia Dansker, a Bay Area resident traveling on the same flight, witnessed the arrest and recorded the exchange. She says an unidentified man first approached Morales Rojas at the gate and questioned her about her visa. And similar to the SFO arrest, the men were wearing plain clothes and displayed no visible identification. And Dansker says they never produced a warrant for her arrest.
I didn't ever see it. I don't remember them identifying themselves at all. They were wearing Denver airport like badges. The Southwest agent told us later that they couldn't have stopped them anyway because they have badges that allow them to go through any door in the Denver airport. Like just a gang of dudes. It was very odd.
Earlier this year in March, a woman and her daughter were detained by ICE at SFO, sparking public outrage. And on July 16th, a video surfaced of two ICE agents tackling a man at the Las Vegas airport. Neither DHS or SFO would say whether the recent arrests present a change in federal immigration enforcement practices at airport. TSA officials have long shared travelers' immigration status information with ICE.
Airports are not safe. People need to clearly understand that. Airports are not safe.
Richmond City Council member Doria Robinson, who witnessed the SFO arrest, noted that while the city has its own sanctuary policies, those protections do not apply in the same way at airports.
The airport is not a safe place and that they are absolutely actively participating.
State Senator Scott Wiener of the Bay Area responded to the recent arrest, saying, quote, ICE's terror campaign has to stop, close quote. He also called for ICE to be abolished. Robinson says their tactics are creating a public safety crisis.
What's preventing a human trafficker from doing such a thing or a racist? You know, they don't even have to say they're ICE to be able to have everyone on the street back away, and they can put them in a van, take them away, and no one would say anything. We're in dangerous territory.
As of this broadcast, both women are detained in facilities operated by the GEO Group, the private for-profit prison company that has received lucrative immigration enforcement contracts under the Trump administration, receiving nearly a tenfold increase in profits. Mission Local reports that Gorb is being held at the California City Detention Center in the Mojave Desert. Morales Rojas is being held at the GEO Group's detention facility in Aurora, Colorado, where at least 12 people have reportedly tested positive for tuberculosis. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.